In the name of Jesus Christ, my life is precious in the eyes of God. Let us declare like Elisha. Greater are those who are on our side, and more than those who are against us. There was a time a whole army encamped around Elisha, and his servant came and said, "Alas, my master, what are we going to do?" He said, "Don't panic. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them." Let us declare, therefore, in our dwelling places, those who are with us, invisible forces who are with us, they are more than those who are against us, and more than those who are against us physically, or even the invisible forces with them physically. There are times we hear that some thieves fortify themselves with amulets. Listen to me, child of God. Their defenses are departed from them because of your presence. Declare upon your life. Declare upon your way. Declare upon your house. Declare upon your loved ones. Say in the name of Jesus Christ, safety is of the Lord, and the Lord will have respect unto the covenant that I have with him in Christ Jesus. O membro vos suteri abasho le mapore que mosso sotori allo shema. Say, Father, we call you by your name. You are the Most High God, and power belongs to you. He said, "Why do the hidden rage and the people imagine a vain thing?" He said, "Everyone who have imagined against me and against the Lord," because if you imagine a vain thing against me, evil against me, it is against the Lord. He said, "The Lord will speak to them in his anger. And I join my voice with the voice of God. And I declare that destruction is theirs in the name of Jesus. And safety is mine in the name of Jesus." The Lord said, "I will give their lives that yours may be preserved." Say, "That is my portion, preservation in the name of Jesus Christ." Can you see? We are fighting with the word of God, not with desire. No. We are speaking into the realms of the heavens. He said, "My help comes from the Lord, the same God who made the heavens and the earth." He said, "The wicked has purposed in his heart. He has drawn his bow against the righteous." The Bible said, "The arrow will enter his own heart, that my life may be preserved." Brethren, that is how to pray. Let us magnify God. Let's magnify his word. Declare what he has said. "The Lord will be with you in your going out and in your coming in." The Lord is with you in your going out and in your coming in. Safety is your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Say it loud. "That the angel of the Lord encamps around me and delivers me. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so does the Lord surround me and his people in the name of Jesus. I declare that it is well with me in my going out and in my coming in. My abode is safe in the name of Jesus Christ. My abode is safe in the name of Jesus. Even if I live in the bush, my abode is safe. If I live in the center of the city, my abode is safe." Listen. They asked Satan concerning Job, "Have you considered him?" He said, "God, you have made a hedge around him." Declare, "There is a hedge around me in the name of Jesus Christ." The Bible says that God perfects everything that concerns you. I want you to declare that everything concerning me is perfected. My safety is perfected. My preservation is perfected. The Bible says he will give his angels charge concerning you to guard you in all your ways. Declare, said the angels of God, they have an instruction concerning me. They are guarding me in all my ways. Listen, it was one angel. It was one angel. It was one angel that God sent, and it devoured the camp of 125,000 Assyrian soldiers. They died overnight. One angel. And the Bible said that he will give that same angel and his commanded angels with him charge concerning you to guard in all your ways. Declare it. When I go out, my way is safe, because the angel of God, the Bible said, they excel in strength and they hearken to the voice of his word. So this is the voice of the word of God, that they have a charge concerning you to guard in all your ways. So declare it. I am guarded in all my ways. The Bible says that God will rescue you in the time of trouble, and as a consequence, with long life you will be satisfied. Please begin to declare, I will not die young. With long life, I will be satisfied. 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 I will behold the salvation of the Lord. So the Lord is my refuge. The Most High is my dwelling place. I wanted to... Hello, church, listen to this. Just say it in simple words. Say, the Lord is my refuge. The Most High is my dwelling place. Say, the Lord is my refuge. Say, the Lord is my refuge. The Lord is my refuge. The Most High is my dwelling place. Therefore, no evil will befall me. Say, therefore, no evil will befall me. No plague will come near my dwelling place. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something. We said it again and again. We know they practice our occultic practice well. You remember? these are the correct incantations. You're supposed to read them. In fact, if I say this, people, don't be offended. Fetch water. Read it into water. And sprinkle it. Yes, I'm telling you. I'm not joking about that. If you don't like that, then use your mouth and just go around declaring it everywhere. Look at your spare tire. Talk to your spare tire. He should hear it also. I'm telling you, that is the medicine of the spirit. Have you noticed? As we pray, I just realized that I have not even mentioned devil once. When we are talking about you, we are talking about me. It's not an issue. As we utter the word of God, the guy they pack. So these wicked people. They want to kill somebody. As you are declaring, I said, listen, it's when you humble yourself under the power of the influence of the word of God that you resist the devil in the process. A lot of people wake up all night, devil, I resist you. The devil say, you don't cook. Devil, I resist you. Now send me one plate, we'll go talk after. And they're shouting, devil, I resist you. Devil, she's resisting you. He's resisting you. Is that me? No, it's my friend. Say, what about this? What he's doing? The guy, they play. Now, you know he's a Christian. He goes to church. The pastor said he must do this one periodically. All he says, devil, I resist you. Because devil doesn't understand I resist you. He understands that as he has said, once you say what God has said, the guy said, now, buddy, come. Now, I was just playing. I waiting. You can't be vexed. I'm telling you, begin move to another direction. But I resist, I resist. The guy says, oh, God, finish this resisting. Let's talk. Because I resist has no meaning. I said before, in the heavens, only the voice of God counts. So the voice of man only counts in as much as it speaks in accordance with that of God. Do you get my point? It's very important. Let's do it. Let's do it again. Let's do it again. Let's do it again. He said, the Lord is my refuge. Said, the Most High is my dwelling place. Therefore, no evil shall befall me. And no plague will come near my dwelling place. Say, his angels have instructions concerning me. To guard me in all my ways. To guard me in all my ways. Therefore, they will bear me up in their hands. So that even if I'm in a car that's having an accident, I will not be injured. And that the one brother told us his story, one of our brothers. He fell asleep in the car, and the car had a bad accident. The man beside him, his brain was spilled all over him. He had a small injury, you know, just a small one. And when they came out, after they cut the car open, managed to bring them out, he said, okay, he wanted to write something down. So he opened his bag, brought out the first pen, it was broken. Brought out the second pen, it was broken. Brought out the third one, it was broken. The bag was with him. The pen inside broke. Do you get my point? That's the deliverance of the Lord. It's the deliverance of the Lord. Are you getting my point? Let's say it again. The Lord is my refuge. The Most High is my dwelling place. Therefore, no evil will befall me. And no plague will come near my dwelling place. His angels have instructions about me. To guard me in all my ways. They will bear me up in their hands. Lest I strike my foot against a stone. I will tread upon the lion and cobra. And the young lion and the serpent I will trample down. Say, because I have loved the Lord, therefore he will deliver me. He will set me securely on high. Because I have known his name. I will call upon him and he will answer me. He will be with me in the time of trouble. He will rescue me and honor me. With long life I will be satisfied. And I will behold the salvation of the Lord. Let's just say, Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Just say, Father, we thank you. Say, Lord, we worship you. Say, Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, that's prayer number one. We are through with that. Now, I want us to... Now, that secures you, secures that which belongs to you, secures everything that concerns you. But there are things that don't directly concern you. Are you getting my point? In which you are not the only one. There's a whole state. You are not the governor. You are just from there. You are not the state. Are you the state? Are you Abia State? You are just from Abia State. Then also. But you have compassion for that land. Those are the times you start making intercessions. Not just declarations like that. You start asking mercy. Because not a lot of times. What happens actually is that people ignite and invite evil by certain works that they do. Both in generations and in current days. Do you understand my point? And those things, that's when you pray. You ask God's mercy. Because God requires you to ask so that he might forgive and overlook and entrench the power, all right, of righteousness by force. Do you get my point? You can't just pray like we are praying now for a whole state. You can't. You can't just claim like that. What you do is that you bring the case of the whole land and beg. And then God will say, because you said it, this time around is acting upon your requests. You will not drive wicked governors. Policemen who are conniving will be imprisoned. Amen. One day my friend was coming from Abakiliki. Some armed robbers attacked him and beat the living daylight. Is it out of him or into him? Whichever, both ways, thank you, I like that. He told the man beating him, I'm the last man you'll ever slap. It turned out, urban patrol from Enugu went to go and secure the area and shot all the thieves who happened to be policemen. They killed half of them, arrested the other half. So they called him. When he heard, he ran down to Abakiliki. He said, where are they? He showed him the cops. He said, no, this is not them. He's looking for that man. He now showed him the ones that were alive in the cell. He said, all of you put up your hands. As they put up their hands, like this, he recognized the man and said, you. That's him. He said, did I not tell you I'm the last person you will slap? Are you getting my point? Yes. The man prophesied destruction upon that fellow. That was the destruction of his own life, the rogue. What I'm saying, listen, Jeremiah began to prophesy. As he was talking, one man y'all called out, what? Don't die. The man looked and ran away. Because he was prophesying, one man just collapsed beside him and died. So, don't be angry. If you see somebody just collapse, boom. And that some people can collapse, some first collapse before they collapse twice. That's a joke. The Lord is good. I said, the Lord is good. What I'm saying is that you begin to intercede for a land. You begin to ask God for mercy. Do you follow my point? And then God, for that reason, all right, drives back the power of evil. Having asked him for mercy, you can now speak against the evil forces and command them to depart from there. And then peace will return. That's the way it works. If we're in heaven, if we're all Christian, we didn't need to ask special prayer for anywhere. We just declare like this and go away. But because we are not all like that, not all men have faith. That's what the Bible says. So what we'll do, we'll start making intercessions. So you know that one, he said, which one of you will go to ask for his friend? Lend me 3 loaves. You go. You know, he came to ask for his friend. Lend me 3. My friend has come. So he keeps asking for his friend. He keeps asking. My friend has come. Lend me 3 loaves. He keeps asking. And he's knocking for his friend. You see, he's making intercession. That's what he's doing. That's why he's persistent. He's continually doing the same thing. So let us pray. Today we are praying for security. All right? I want us to pray for, well, most importantly, let's pray for this, our region, Enugu State, which is where we are. And this man will pray for Abia State, and we'll pray for him too. When we sow into his life, God will bless us. Amen. We'll sow prayer. You know, that in that state, it vexed me. Seriously. In fact, maybe I should stay up night, all night today. The Lord is good. I said, the Lord is good. So let's begin to pray. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you for mercy. Now, if you are from this region, just pick your own state, all right? And then all of us will also pray for Enugu State, because this is where we are right now. That's where we live. Say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask for mercy for this land. And we ask you, Lord, we pray against the spirit of violence. We pray against the spirit of kidnapping. We ask for peace. We know you are displeased. And we stand upon that displeasure of yours and come to your throne. And in the name of Jesus, we ask for mercy. For Enugu State, we ask for mercy. For Anambra State, we ask for mercy. For Abia State, we ask for mercy. For Imo State, we ask for mercy. For every state around there, for Ebonyi State, we ask for mercy. We say in the name of Jesus, Lord, let the spirit of violence depart from there now in the name of Jesus. You say, whatever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Therefore, as a church, we in agreement bind the spirit of violence. We command it to depart from Enugu State in the name of Jesus. We command it to depart from Ebonyi State in the name of Jesus. We command it to depart from Abia State in the name of Jesus Christ. We command it to depart from Anambra State in the name of Jesus. We command it to depart from every state, from Imo State, every state in this eastern Nigeria. That's what we are praying for. And Enugu State also. We say peace will reign in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask you to judge every worker of iniquity that will stimulate violence in this land. Those who prosper from violence, we ask that you bring forth your judgment upon them. Because when thy judgments are upon the earth, O God, the inhabitants thereof, they learn righteousness. Lord, we ask for your judgment upon this land. Lord, we ask for your peace upon this land, that the inhabitants thereof, Lord, may learn righteousness. Lord, you said we should pray for this peace of the land where we are dwelling in. Yes, that's the commandment of God. He said, pray for the peace of that land. We ask for the peace of this land. We ask for security in this land. Lord, we ask for an effective police force in this land. We ask, oh God, for effective arms of security, Lord, in this land, in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I will look back in the next few weeks and say, is this the same state we're living in? We look back and people will say, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Say, violence, we speak against you. As a church of God, as a body of Christ, as the people of God, in agreement, we speak against armed robbery. In agreement, we speak against violence. We are in agreement, we speak against assassinations. In agreement, Lord, we speak against kidnappings. In agreement, we speak against every form of violent crime in these states. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we ask for your mercy upon this land. We ask for your mercy upon this land. We ask, Lord, you said if you find 10 righteous people, you wouldn't destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. As your people, righteous in Christ Jesus, we ask, Lord, that you spare our land for destruction, that we will take this land for Christ Jesus. We ask, Lord, let us pray that, God, you will spread your gospel into the very heart of this land, every corner of the land, the true gospel, not religion. Let's pray that the gospel of God will penetrate, that the gospel of God will penetrate, that the gospel of God will penetrate, that the gospel of God, the true gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ will penetrate every corner of this land. That God will give voice to truth. Let's ask God for mercy for the church of God in these states. That is the churches of God who have preached error instead of truth because it has profited them. It's very important. These are the things we do, and we invite violence. We don't realize how responsible we are for some of the violence in the land. It is because we did violence with the word of God, and the land is experiencing violence for our sake. He said, these were the things the people did, and the land was polluted. Sometimes we pollute the land with the corruption of the word of God. So let us ask God for mercy for the church of God. Because God must not judge us harshly. The world will wonder what's wrong. Let's ask God for mercy. Let's say, Lord, correct us with gentleness. With your kind hand, correct us. Draw us back to righteousness. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's pray for the church of God that truth we reign. Oh, I know what I'm saying. Say, Lord, let your truth reign. Say, Lord, let your truth reign. Lord, let your truth reign in the churches that name the name of Christ. Say, Lord, close the voices that preach error, knowing the truth. Those who know the truth but would rather preach error, Lord, you have to shut their voices down. Let truth reign. Let it penetrate to every corner. Let your church, Lord, be filled with truth. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let righteousness begin from your house. And Lord, let us be true ambassadors of Christ. In the name of Jesus. Let's begin to give the Lord thanks. I just feel like we have done what we're supposed to do. Let's say, Father, we thank you. Say, Jesus, we worship you. Thank you for the power in your blood. Thank you because you are our high tower, our fortress, our strength. Thank you because we can come to you in the time of trouble like we have come again. And Lord, thank you because you hear us. Yes, when we call upon you, Lord, you hear. Declare, say, Lord, I thank you because you hear. He said, he will call upon me and I will answer him. Say, Lord, thank you because you have heard me. You say, whatever we shall bind on earth is bound in heaven. Lord, thank you because violence is bound in heaven from our states in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, Lord, we thank you. Say, Lord, we thank you. You will do as your servants have commanded. Lord, we thank you. Say, Lord, you will do as we have requested of you today. And you will bring peace upon this land. Thank you, Lord, because you have heard us. Let's just give him thanks. In every way, give him thanks. Give him thanks for everything. For the power of his truth, give him thanks. Father, we give you thanks. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good. Please take your seats. I just want to say something for a few minutes. The book of Job, wait till next week. What I just want to say again is that, you know, I keep on saying, let's not forget. We don't only come here to pray, we come here to start to pray. Can you remember what I've said before? Yes. It's not as if we don't finish all the prayer. No. This is how we pray. Amen. Disciples of Jesus came to him and said, Lord, teach us to pray. And he taught them what to say when they are praying. I know what he said. Just as John, that's what they said. Just as John taught his disciples to pray. And Jesus told them what to say in prayer. And that's what we call the Lord's Prayer. He said, look, when you're praying, say this. Are you getting my point? What am I saying? When we have gathered like this and we have learned to pray, what we'll do is that when we go back home to pray, we say this. You follow what I mean? We have learned what to say. And that's why we call it school of prayer. We don't only pray, we also learn to pray. So, you know, he said like this, pray without ceasing. Jesus taught them a parable to explain to them that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Like I see all the time, the reason why he said they ought not to faint is because there will be reasons to faint. Do you get my point? If there was no reason to faint, he wouldn't tell them they ought always to pray. You pray today, just say, wait till they happen. Later you find out it's just 21 days. Amen. No, they got 21 days. The very day Daniel prayed, answer was released. Then it took a while for him to receive, to experience practically the answer that was released towards him. And that's why you need to continue. So he said, men ought always to pray and not to lose heart or to get tired or to give up. Different translations I'm quoting now. Is that all right? So I want to just encourage us, especially this man from Abia State. Let's sow into his life. Prayer and send to his state. Amen. I don't know why. You're just a vet. Abia is free in Jesus' name. See that confusion? People jumping to Abga, then from Abga out to PDP and then negotiation. It's good. That's the way God causes deliverance. It's good. Those are signs of deliverance. He said, when a strong man binds his goods, what the Bible says? The goods are safe. All right? Literally, Hebrew says, in Greek says, the goods are undisturbed. So when you, do you understand my point? So when you begin to see disturbance, somebody's disturbing the strong man. He said, when a strong man keeps his goods, they are undisturbed. Everything is at peace. It's tranquility. So when you begin to see quarrels, if you see wicked people always agreeing, your prayer never hurt. Once wicked people begin quarrel, relax. The day of salvation has come. Amen? That's the way it works. All right, the Lord is good. I said the Lord is good.